Welcome to installment 38 of Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam. Today we will continue with our discussion of positive commandment number 154, the commandment to rest on Shabbos. As we discussed yesterday, one of the Ten Commandments is to rest on the Sabbath. As the verse says, Uvayim HaShvi'i Tishbeis, one should rest on the seventh day. This positive requirement of rest is repeated numerous times in the Torah, and it goes hand in hand with a prohibition of the Torah, not to work on Shabbos, not to do malacha. Should one do one of the acts prohibited on Shabbos, one would not only be violating this prohibition, but nullifying a positive commandment of resting on Shabbos, and this positive commandment is today's positive commandment 154. As we discussed yesterday, the requirement to rest on Shabbos and not to work has a very unique definition according to the Torah. We learn out which categories of work, quote-unquote, are prohibited by investigating which things were done in the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle which the Jewish people constructed in the desert. Only those things which were done in order to construct this tabernacle are considered to be biblical categories of malacha or work. Things which we might not consider to be strenuous are nevertheless considered forbidden acts of work on the Sabbath. And conversely, some things which might seem to entail great effort would be permitted on the Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos are very complex and require deep and extensive study, the details of which are discussed in the Talmud in a special tractate entirely devoted to these laws, the tractate Shabbos, and are discussed as well in tractate Yom Tov, also known as Beah, which deals primarily with the holidays, but also has many laws regarding Shabbos. The requirement to rest on Shabbos applies not only to us, but all members of our household, any slaves that might be in the house, and also even the animals which a person owns are not allowed to be put to work on Shabbos. What is the inner meaning behind this idea of rest on Shabbos? Chassidic philosophy compares it to being in the presence of a king. The law of the Torah is that when one is in front of the king, one is not allowed to work, as we could obviously understand that when one is in front of the king, one must show respect. Should one engage in other activities in his presence, the king has the right to put him to death. In front of the king, one's mind should not wander from his presence even for a moment. He must show total devotion to the king and should have fear of violating his respect and honor. The Talmud says that when one is in front of the king, even making a motion to someone else makes him worthy of the death penalty. When we compare ourselves to our heavenly king, we are always in front of him. However, the time this comes into a revealed state is on Shabbos. On the Sabbath, the entire creation has a spiritual elevation. We get our life force and the source of our life from a much higher level of godliness. And in a revealed state, we are standing directly in front of the king. And when one stands in front of the king, one is not allowed to involve himself in other sorts of activities. One must have his concentration totally devoted to the king. It is said that when the Rishon Rebbe was a small child, he used to play in the garden, and he had his own little place in which he would play. His older brother, Reb Avram, once told him on a Friday afternoon, "Should be careful, Shabbos is soon coming." And the young boy looked up and he said, "You know, you're right." How do you know that?" his brother said. He says, "What? Don't you see how the heavens are changing?" That even as a child, the Rishon sensed the superior spiritual influx and the higher source of godliness which was coming to the world on Shabbos. It is because of this higher revelation and our open feeling of presence, the presence of the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, that we are forbidden to work on Shabbos. In the end of Tanya, it is explained that every mitzvah, every commandment, has an external aspect and an internal aspect. The external, the chitzenius, primarily involves the physical action, whereas the inner part is the spiritual idea which motivates and is behind this action. The physical rest on Shabbos is through refraining from any acts which constitute malacha, or work. The inner part behind it, says the Alter Rebbe, is this prayer on Shabbos and our Torah, through which we do in order to cleave to God. As the verse says, Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha, that through Shabbos, through the rest we do on the Sabbath, we come connected with Hashem Elokecha, with God. That the Shabbos brings us to a closer connection with God through the positive acts we do, with the longer prayers and our free time and the leisure we have in order to have better concentration on our prayers and totally cleave to Hashem Echad, and have a realization of the oneness of God. So too, as we mentioned yesterday, observing the Sabbath is a commemoration of the creation of the world. And just as we must commemorate it through refraining from malacha, through working, the Rambam says in his legal code that one should not even speak things which conflict with the idea of rest on the Sabbath. For example, one should not plan with a business partner deals which will be made during the week, and one should not speak about work to be done after Shabbos, and so on. It is explained in Chassidus that this idea of refraining from speech on Shabbos also corresponds to the general idea of Shabbos, of commemorating the creation of the world. The reason for this is that it is said in Pirkei Avos that God created the world through 10 utterances. And even as expressed in the Chumash, God spoke and said, let there be light, and so on. That we see clearly that God creates the world, created it once, and constantly creates it through his speech, so to speak. Since we commemorate that event, so too we must refrain not only from working, as we explained yesterday, constitutes all sorts of creative activity, just as God's act of creation of the world was a creative activity, so too, his creation was done through his speech. Therefore, we must refrain not only from action, but on speech, which is not in consonance with the sanctity of the Shabbos. It is sometimes explained that God created the world through his thought, not only through speech, but even in a higher manner through his thought. Therefore, the law is related in the code of Jewish law that even thoughts which contradict the idea of rest on Shabbos are also prohibited. The Talmud tells us in the tractate Shabbos that once a certain man had a hole made in the fence surrounding his field. And it happened on the Shabbos, and he thought of making a repair in this fence and mending up this breach. When the thought came to him, he immediately realized it was Shabbos. And as he realized that he had violated the Shabbos in a way by thinking about something which was prohibited on Shabbos, he immediately accepted upon himself not to carry out this thought in actuality, that even after the Shabbos finished, he would not repair this fence, he would leave it with a hole. When he carried through on this resolution and did not repair, our sages relate that a miracle happened for him, and a bush suddenly grew right in the middle of this breach, closing up the hole and keeping any damage from coming to him. Our sages tell us that if the Jewish people had kept the very first Shabbos they were commanded about, no foreign nation would ever have been able to conquer them or rule over them. However, the Chumash relates that on the very first Shabbos, some people went out to gather the manna, which they were told they would not get and were prohibited from collecting on the Sabbath. Nevertheless, some people went out in order to gather it. Therefore, as a result of this attempt to work on the Shabbos, they lost this chance to attain complete supremacy over the nations. And therefore, the Chumash relates that shortly afterwards, the Jewish people were attacked by the nation of Amalek. The Alter Rebbe explains in the end of Tanya that in our generation we must be particularly careful about keeping the Sabbath. As he explains that many people have done transgressions for which they are unable to totally erase any trace of the result of this transgression, that in previous generations people were capable of fasting and doing other pious acts to erase the effect of the sin. However, in our generations, we do not have the strength to fast. And as he explains in Igeres HaTshuva, we are in fact prohibited from fasting more than is required as a result of the accompanying weakening of our physical state and the decrease in Torah and mitzvahs which will naturally occur. Therefore, what can we do today? The advice is to fulfill the same statement of our sages, that anyone that keeps the Sabbath properly, all of his sins are forgiven. However, it says, Kilchose Daika, to keep it exactly as the law is. And since, as we mentioned yesterday, there are so many laws of Shabbos, one must be expert in all of its details in order to keep it properly. Furthermore, our sages say that if the Jewish people would keep only two Shabbosim properly, then Mashiach would come immediately. And let's hope and add our prayers that this should happen immediately, that this Shabbos is already the second Shabbos, and Mashiach will be revealed speedily and take us back to the land of Israel with the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.